Okay, what's going on, everybody? My name is Mang,
and I'm back
with yet another Let's Play. And today we're going to be playing Call of Cthulhu, Dark Corners of the Earth on the PC. This is the Steam version. And if you've been following my activity recently at all, you may have picked up on the fact that I'm kind of into all the Lovecraft stuff, Cthulhu mythos, all that. So, this is... I don't think it's the only Lovecraft game on PC that... I think there's some others. But this is the one that I always remember hearing about. Like, this is the real... The most true, I guess. The scariest one. And, it's kind of funny. Like, in my idea, you know, a Lovecraft game would pretty much be you sitting there reading a bunch of letters about people's experiences, slowly going insane, and then at the end, you pretty much are so terrified you just shoot yourself and the game ends. But I don't think that's how this one is gonna go. Maybe. Yeah, this one is apparently partially based on the short story Shadow Over Innsmouth, which I just finished reading. So we're going to see how that is. Now, I'm definitely not a Lovecraft scholar or anything like that, but I know a little bit. And so I'll try to impart some knowledge as we go along. But if I say anything wrong and somebody knows better, please correct me. But all right, let's get into it. This is like a first-person action survival adventure game. So we have Boy Scout, Private Investigator, Hardened Detective, Mythos Specialist. We'll go with Private Investigator. Starting at Arkham Asylum.
Now, at my end, I can fully see. My last case opened in me a new fear. A real fear, a fear of myself, of what I am, and of what I've always been. All that I was is now lost. Hope, purpose, pleasure, all meaningless. I now walk in the shadows between worlds, and it is there I have finally glimpsed upon what lives in the dark corners of the earth.
Alright, game tip, sure. 6.5 years ago.
Robert, this had better be good.
What's the beef?
Sorry, Jack. We had to call. This fellow will only talk to you. Name's Victor Holt.
Don't know any Victor.
He's the leader of this weird cult that moved in here a few months back. Got about 20 followers. They've been causing trouble all over town. Stealing, going through folks' trash. Hanging around outside people's homes at all hours. No one ever presses charges, though. They're a screwy bunch. They've got the locals scared. So tonight, we were just passing, you know, doing the normal rounds, when we heard gunshots fired from their property.
Gunshots? Hang on there. No one said anything about gunshots. Who have we got out here?
Just me, Nichols, and a few new recruits.
Well, that's just great. Lead the way, Robert. I better check out this crazy gang of yours.
Alright. So the plane is Jack Walters. Fair enough. Well, this place is definitely pretty creepy. And he just points it up.
What's taking him so long? Something must be wrong. I think I...
Evening, Jack. Glad you could join the freak show.
How's it looking, Henry?
I don't like this one bit, Jack. Check the alley on the right. Victor Holt's over there in the shadows. He's waiting for you.
Can we trust him?
Nope, but we've got you covered. You better take it slowly, though. They're a bit twitchy.
Doors are weird. Look at this very wide door. Gotta, like, go up behind this guy and bash him in.
At last! Fuck you!
Did you say fuck you? I definitely had some ammo stacked. I don't know where his gun is, though. I'll get him.
Don't shoot. I'm unarmed.
Ah. We've been expecting you, Mr. Wild.
What a dumbass. This thing say? Study. Hey! Still up here. Alright. There's no buttons or anything. It's just kinda, you walk near something and hope it does something. I feel like that key is so important. Ah!
He's dead. Looks like a bad case of lead...
Lead
poisoning?
Okay. Wait. What? What happened to the shotgun? I have the key now, so... Copper key with an S.
The lock on this door is broken.
Alright. This one?
The lock on this door is broken.
Both of them, huh? Downstairs we go.
It's the wrong key. It's locked.
Wrong key. Now it just... Oh. Whoa. Why do you have that? Why would you have that? Don't have that. Oh my gosh.
A powerful painting of some cosmic horror. A powerful painting of some cosmic horror.
Oh, I just realized S does not move you backwards.
A powerful painting of
some
cosmic horror. This blasphemous image makes me feel uneasy. The fire's still burning. This blasphemous image makes me feel uneasy.
I'm gonna have to get used to that, I guess.
As I continue to translate the necrotic fragments, I become more and more eager to contact my Yithian masters. These beings truly are gods to us. Their intellect and knowledge surpasses ours in ways impossible to comprehend. I know now just how insignificant mankind is in the universe, a doomed and simple species thrown up as a side effect of an experiment by the Elder Things. It is a blessing that such flawed creatures as ourselves have such a short and limited future.
Wow. Alright, well, the Yithians, known as the Great Race, because they are the only race to ever have mastered time travel. And so they would like... They can, like, mind swap with other creatures and, like, take over their bodies. So they would send their minds, like, all the way into the past so they could observe past events. And then they would do the same for the future so they could see how the future was going to be. And, eventually the flying polyps wanted to wipe them out. And so they had to, in a desperate, like... You know, the last ditch thing. They flung their minds into the future. And, they took over this other species on Earth. Something like that. I haven't read Shadow Out of Time yet. So that's all I know. Alright. There's not much in here. You don't even have a flashlight? You have a narcotics, but you don't have a flashlight.
It's locked. It looks like an eye, but the rest of the painting has no real shape. An old grandfather clock. A depiction of some alien creature.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a picture of a Yithian. I could be wrong, but I think that's it. Well, this would be their form that they took when they had to throw their minds into the future or whatever. So it's kind of conal shaped with a bunch of shit sticking out the top.
It's locked.
I don't know why they have just a painting of that, but okay. Alright. What about this
one? It's unlocked.
Ah. Whoa.
I don't understand. I'm in all of these photos. All of them. There must be some kind of mistake. Why would they want me here? It must be an old case. Something I've forgotten. Some screwball with a grudge, maybe. Think. I've gotta think.
Really going this insane already? Like, come on. Calm down. Alright.
Another key. This should fit the door across the hall. All these photos and clippings are of me. I just don't get it. What the hell is going on? It seems they've been tracking my movements.
Wow. They've got this guy down.
It's a timetable of my movements. Looks like it's from 2 days ago. What the hell is going on? It seems they've been tracking my movements.
It's creepy.